My name is Summer Osborne, and you're listening to Queer Voices.
This is J.D. Doyle, and for the first half of Part 3 of Out Radio, I have, I think, a special treat for you. Let me set it up. In addition to producing this show and Queer Music Heritage, I'm also a co-host on the show Queer Voices, which airs weekly on KPFT in Houston. It's mostly a public affairs show, though I provide them with all the music to be used between segments, my way of making sure they are always playing LGBT artists. On that show, we don't often have the opportunity to have artists performing live, but I made that happen on the show November 4th, when an artist I adore came to town. She's Summer Osborne, and I'm bringing you the entire half-hour guest spot with her. Here goes.
This is Queer Voices.
And this is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices, and I think we have a treat for you tonight. It is rare that we have a live performer in the studio during one of our shows, and one reason is our show is on Mondays, and traveling artists usually come to town and they're gone by Monday, but not this time. Our guest is Summer Osborne, and she was in town for a house concert Saturday night. I was there. Second time I've seen her this year. She's amazing, and we were able to arrange for her to come on live, and for the next half hour, you'll hear her sing and talk, and you'll be delighted. Welcome to Queer Voices, Summer.
Thank you, J.D.
And you're from St. Louis?
I am. Our music hub is from St. Louis. We actually live in Vandalia, Illinois, on a farm. So lesbian of us. But we're on a Southwest tour for my new album.
How long is the tour?
We're going to be gone a month.
Okay. And you're kind of prolific. You started your CDs in 2005.
Yes.
And that's like 8 years, eight CDs?
Eight CDs, one every year.
That's pretty unusual.
That's what I keep hearing, but I just keep doing it. I don't know. I don't pay attention. I just do it.
Well, talk just a brief amount about your career so far.
Well, actually, I had my very first CD release in 2005, and that was the very first time I ever played out. I would write for friends and stuff at home, and they are the ones who put together the CD release and made me do it. And from that point on, I just started growing. About 3 years ago, I handed over the business part, you know, because I'm a right-brain musician. I don't do details. It's really hard for me. So I handed the business part over to my wife, Lori.
And Lori's in the studio with us. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
And things just kind of blew up from there, and now we're on the road full-time. I quit my job as a teacher. Lori quit her job as a nurse, and we loaded up the PT Cruiser and went on the road. We've upgraded to a minivan with Stow & Go at this time, so we're doing better.
Well, listening to, I've got all of her CDs, of course, and listening to her grow has been really interesting. To go from early CDs that, frankly, they're okay, the production could be better,
way better.
And then traveling all the way to awesome. It is kind of interesting.
Thank you. I like that, traveling all the way to awesome. I would agree. but who am I? I mean, I'm pretty biased.
Well, let's get some people to hear what you sound like singing. And why did you pick the song Stand?
Stand. Well, tomorrow is November 5th. It's general election time. And so this is a song to encourage people to stand up for our rights as an LGBT community. So it's called Stand.
And she's standing.
I am standing. Nice and tall.
I see a revolution, a transformation of our time. All the things that used to be unthinkable are now turning into rights. And soon we'll see the ink change and dry, including every single one of us. One by one by one, we are crossing over lines. And one by one by one, we are changing people's minds. And it's due to being relentless, and it's because we believe that change is coming for us. And you bet that we won't leave until we stand up where they can see us. Stand, together we can fail. Stand, I bet they can hear us coming.
It's rise or fall, God help them all when they meet us hand in hand. But you have got to stand. Just look where we have come from. Look at what time has revealed. We are representing offices and leveling the field. Our precursors are now arrows, and they're directing you and me. They're pointing us toward the horizon, where we're supposed to be. No more telling us we're crazy. No more burying our grief. No more veiling prophets. No more dying quietly. We are peaceful but exigent. We are fast and we are sharp, and we're coming out in multitudes. So you bet we'll leave a mark if we all stand. Stand up where they can't see us. Stand together, we can't fail. Stand, I bet they can hear us coming. It's rise or fall, God help them all when they meet us hand in hand. But you have got to stand. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution to the United States of America. Do you know what that means? Do you know what that means? It means we are responsible for making these words our truth, to make sure that they stand for you and you and you. Because when these words were written, they were not written just for some. No, when these words were written, they were for every single one. Ah, stand, stand up where they can see us. Stand, together we can't fail. Stand, up that they can hear us coming. It's rise or fall, God help them all when they meet us hand in hand. But you have got to stand.
Very nice. When people ask you, what genre do you play? I know you're gonna say, oh well, I do folk, soul, blues,
blah
pop.
Blah. Usually, I say I'm ungenreable.
Ungenreable.
Mm-hmm.
And let me chime in. She also does jazz beautifully.
Oh yes, I do. I have been doing a lot more jazz lately. It makes me feel good.
But you're only gonna get a sample tonight because we only can do 4 or 5 songs.
Right.
But this woman can sing anything.
Oh, thank you, JD.
Well, I haven't seen her do opera.
I can do opera. I went to college and I sang opera.
I'm not surprised.
So, yeah.
Would you say your music has evolved over the years?
Oh, it's, when I started, it was, as you can tell in the first album, very campy lesbian, very lesbian. It was, you know, the songs were, I shave my head and I look like a lesbian. And mm-hmm. I'm a lesbian. And
I like those.
Oh, so do I. And people love them. But I started out as a lesbian activist. And I've grown into a humanist.
Like lesbian perfectionist.
I'm an activist artist. I'm okay, that too. I'm an activist artist activist. But I represent humanity. It's more about I am a lesbian. That is true and pretty obvious. but it's for all of humankind. And so it's kind of, I've had this spiritual breakthrough since Revelation, that album.
3 albums ago.
Yes. About a year after my mother passed away of breast cancer. And so it's kind of opened up a lot more avenues, I think. I'm very well received, obviously, by the LGBTQI community because I stand up for them. That's who I represent as well. But I've recently been accepted a lot by just women's music in general and the pagan community, as well as like unity churches all of a sudden. Yeah, Okay. Look at his face.
I can see that. Let's slip another song in, and we're mostly hearing songs from her new album called As I Am, and I guess you have a website, right?
I do. What? www.summerosborne.com.
How's Osborne spelled?
Osborne. Like not like Ozzy.
Not like
no.
Ozzy. You read my mind.
I kind of wish, but not, no.
Okay, and the next song is called?
The next song is called Grace.
Do you have an intro for it?
You mean the spoken intro that
yeah,
I do?
Well,
absolutely.
Just a short intro.
Absolutely. I'm all genders. I'm all sexualities. I represent the L, the G, the B, the T, the Q, the I, the L, M, N, O, P, everything outside and around and in between. I represent humanity. I do not come from an organized religion, but I'm full of soul and spirit. And I'm all the colors of the rainbow. Therefore, I'm the white, bright light of love. And so are you. And so are you. And so are you. Welcome to the evolution of your soul. Names with limitless bounds, precarious beginnings from fruitless grounds. I came from the dust and made such a sound that all the gods and goddesses had to make the trip down to earth to see what they had in me. Ages upon ages, I studied the laws of life and how life could be supported. In one life I was born and raised an unwanted child, and in the next I was aborted. Oh, grace comes swiftly, yet undefined. You can name her, but you cannot assign all the extraordinary places she calls home. Grace comes on her. Oh, grace comes on her. Oh, grace comes on her. Oh, but not at that though, yeah. Listen up closely, cause I've got a message for you. I've been given the gift of music because music is what people listen to. We all have a common purpose, regardless the hand you've been dealt. You did not come here to fix a broken world. You came here to learn to love yourself. Oh, grace comes swiftly, yet undefined. You can name her, but you cannot assign all the extraordinary places she calls home. Grace comes on her. Oh, grace comes on her. Oh, oh, and there are lessons in the calamity. There is beauty in the breaking. There is peace beyond the infirmity. Where there is magic in the making. Strip yourself away from the ways of the world. It is all an illusion, my child. They told you you had to suffer to be sure, and you only have to smile. You only have to smile to be sure. You only have to smile to know. You only have to smile. You only have to, you only have to, yeah. Swiftly yet undefined. You can name her, but you cannot assign all the extraordinary places she calls home. Grace comes on her. Oh, grace comes on her. Oh, grace comes on her.
Very nice. Grace.
Thank you.
Sunbird doesn't do very many cover songs, and we're not going to do one tonight, but I want to praise over one.
Okay.
I'm one of these people, and I'm very serious about this. I think there should be a law that the song At Last is owned by Etta James, and no one else should be allowed to record it. But now I've changed that. I've heard Summer do it, and it's amazing. And that's on a future album, right?
Yes, that should be on the next one.
Yes.
You've
heard that? You heard her say that now?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be on the next CD. And let's get to touring. Two-part question.
Yeah.
What are the challenges, the biggest challenge of touring, and what's the challenge of touring as a visibly lesbian artist?
One of those has to go to you. Because you're my wife, because she's the one who, she books the stuff. That's where the, you know, that's a challenge. I just show up and look pretty and sing. See, that's my job. And so she go for it, because I'm.
Well, a lot of the LGBT venues like dancey, hip-hoppy music. And so having a live musician is not always at the top of their list. So we're able to get in there sometimes, but in other communities we have to build on house concerts or venues that are LGBT friendly so that they can come and see her there. That's one of the biggest challenges, is the DJs and the hip-hop music that live musicians can't provide.
Which I do love.
We do.
Because I can dance like a madman, okay? I love it.
So it's more not being a genre fit than, say, homophobia.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
We don't run into a lot of homophobia. As an out musician, the other part of the question that you asked, we don't see a problem with that. Okay.
You know what, though? I open my emails with my wife, Summer.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're homophobic, maybe those are the ones I don't hear from.
That could be, I guess.
Which, if they're that, I don't want to play there anyway.
Right.
However, yeah. We do see a difference the further south we go, Midwest south, like Arkansas and things like that, southern Missouri. There are a lot of places that we play that you have to be a member. It's like a secret.
Like Branson?
Yeah, kind. No. It's like literally like a speakeasy. Mm-hmm. Like the business is open until like 9 p.m. and then after that, then I can come and play. And the lesbians who are members, then they come for the show. And I have been canceled from shows because I've shaved my head. Like a week before the show, they called and said, I saw on Facebook Summer shaved her head. Is that true? Well, yes, if it's on Facebook, it's true. Then,
singing entirely.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to cancel that show. So that is different. That is very different.
It's an appearance thing.
But I don't apologize for it. I don't go in with guns a-blazing, but I just go in and be me, and we haven't had any big problems.
No.
At all.
Is there an overall message to your music?
Oh, well, yeah. That's the whole point of why we do what we do, because it's music with a message. And it is part of what that song said. You didn't come here to fix a broken world. You came here to learn to love yourself, which is part of the message of this new album, As I Am, because it's kind of the evolution of the soul. It starts with Phoenix, which is I can't believe I'm sitting here bleeding all over the place, or it doesn't say that necessarily, but, you know, I felt like I was stuck in a spot. And that song came out. And then, what was the next one? Oh, Human Side. The two first two are more of a human, when your ego's fighting your soul about life in general. And then it moves on through grace, and this is your call, and on to letting go. So you start with the human side, and
so
you end up letting
go. So the CD itself is a journey.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'd say the message is centered on love and peace and healing.
Frogs.
And, yeah, you got to start with yourself.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to the song, As I Am. And please give that intro that you normally give.
I will. I will absolutely do that. A Japanese scientist, Dr. Masaru Emoto, performed an experiment with water, and he took samples from rivers and lakes and oceans, tap water and bottled water, and on half of the specimens he attached words of love, and on the other half he attached words of hate, and then he froze them and looked at them under a microscope, and every single specimen with the words of love attached to them froze into beautiful crystals, and every single specimen with words of hate froze into blobs, ugly blobs, every time, without fail. And so it made me wonder, if we are 70% water, what are our thoughts and our words doing to ourselves and each other? So I wrote this song, As I Am, because a belief is just a repeated thought, really. And what better way to get a thought stuck in your head than a song? Perfect. So it's very simple. It's kind of hymnish, so that people can sing it together. But it's meant to be sung to yourself so that you can heal yourself. It's called As I Am. So if you're out there listening, because I know my people are, because you told me on Facebook that you were listening, then please sing along, because you already know the words. And then post on Facebook that you did. I am here, I am whole, as I am. I am safe, I am loved, as I am. I am grateful and I am free. I'm as perfect as can be. I am here, I am whole, as I am. Nothing can illuminate the darkness like a serenade. Nothing can make peace like a song. We've got a ways to go, but then we're closer than we've ever been. So let's walk together on and on. I am here, I am whole, as I am. I am safe, I am loved, as I am. I am grateful and I am free. And I'm as perfect as can be. I am here, I am whole, as I am. May seem just like a song, may seem just like a thought, but it soon will take hold, become a truth that's taught. For generations, 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 I am here, I am whole, as I am. I am safe, I am loud, as I am. I am grateful and I am free. I'm as perfect as can be. I am here, I am whole, as I am. I am here, I am whole, as I am.
And that's the title song from As I Am. And I'm going to change the pace really abruptly, because I want to get to our last song, when I requested, and it's also a crowd favorite.
It is.
It's not from the new album, it's from an older one.
Right.
But
I can't not sing the
you
song.
Can't
Everywhere
not
I
sing
go,
it.
I can't not do it. They won't let me not do it.
It's Summer Osborne and Lesbian Woman.
I ain't never been the Barbie girl type.
that sweet champagne under the drink beer all night. In Houston, at KPFT, we're in a brand new Jeep tailgate. We don't drink beer here. That's not true. I've got a poster on my wall of Halle Berry, but damn, she's straight. Some people look down on me, but I don't give a damn. I'll stand here proudly on the White House lawn holding my girlfriend's hand, cause I'm a lesbian woman and I ain't no fan-loving prod. Just a product of my race, and I say first date in U-Haul, and I keep my rainbow flag out on my front porch all year long. I know all the words to every Indigo Girl song. So here's to all my sisters out there keeping it family. Let me get a big hell yeah from the lesbians like me. Hell yeah! Now listen. If you're a lesbian, you best be screaming hell yeah. And if you're a gay boy, just humor me and scream hell yeah. If you're a straight man, you love women. You are a lesbian. And if you're a straight woman, well, you're only one drink away from lesbianism anyway. Saying hell yeah does not make you a lesbian. I make you a lesbian. Victoria's Secret. That stuff's real nice. But you know I'd rather see that stuff on a drag queen than myself. I'm not so sexy in a negligee. Lace just makes me itch. And you know when I get uncomfortable, I turn into a bitch. George Bush might think we're trashy, crazy in the head, but he'll be eating his own words when his daughter's in my bed. Cause I'm a lesbian woman and I ain't no man-loving broad. Just a product of my race, and I say first date in you all. And I keep my rainbow flag out on my front porch all year long. I know all the words to every Melissa Etheridge song. So here's to all my sisters out there keeping it family. Let me get a big hell yeah from the lesbians like me. Hell yeah! And I ain't no man loving broad. Just a product of my race. And I say, first day, can you haul? And I keep my rainbow flag out on my front porch all year long. I know all the words to every Summer Osborne song. That's me. So here's to all my sisters out there keeping it family. Let me get a big hell yeah from the lesbians like me. Hell yeah! My wife wasn't even screaming, hell yeah.
Well, I kind of started to, and then I couldn't hear myself.
So. Okay, okay. I get it.
What you did say is, my name is Summer Osborne, and you are listening to Queer Voices.
Oh, my name is Summer Osborne, and you're listening to Queer Voices.
More enthusiasm.
My name is Summer Osborne, and you're listening to Queer Voices.
That's it. And you heard it here. I was delighted to have Summer and Lori with me tonight in the studio. The website is
www.summerosborne.com. Osborne. Summer just like the season.
Slower, slower, slower.
Oh, I'm so excited. I just www.summerosborne.com.
And you are listening, like she said, to Queer Voices. And as you can tell, that was very fun. That's not the end of this show, however, as I've got another 30 minutes of music you'll likely hear nowhere else, like this next one. Here's a group called Dawnstar. They are originally from the UK, but are now living in Hungary. From their album Saturnine Valentines, they sent me the track Love's Gonna Be Tender.
Love's gonna be tender, nothing else matters. Love's gonna be tender, nothing else matters. I just wanna be free. 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 I don't want to hide anymore. Let's act how we feel.
listen to your heart. Love's gonna be tender, nothing else matters. Love's gonna be tender, nothing else matters. I just want it free. 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 I don't want to cry anymore. I have no more tears. I just want you to stand by me here. Just stay with me here. I don't want to wait anymore. Let me be with you. I just want to do what I want. Let's bring out the truth. Love's gonna be tender, nothing else matters. Love's gonna be tender, nothing else matters. I just want it free. I just want it free. I just want it free. I just want it free.
You found the beast to crown. And
For that last one, I have a Facebook friend, Joe Pop, who hosts the weekly rock and roll DJ sessions at London's Retro Bar. His partner, David Hargreaves, is lead singer for the band Bette Noire, and you just heard their song, Out and Proud. And I'm starting off another lively set with an artist going by the name Solomon, and his song, Life Goes On.
My best friend said you're in town. Ooh, how long you gonna be around? He said you got a new guy. Is that true? Well, I have a few that love me right, but then I you. Oh my God, where you been? Never thought I'd see you again. I'm still trying to move on. Until then, life goes on. Oh, life goes on. Oh, life goes on and on and on. Oh yeah, it goes on. Oh yeah, I finally learned to walk again. Still stumble every now and then. So I find some time to waste. Occupy my life with things to keep my mind off you. But the stories just play over. Finding new ways to stay sober to keep my mind off you.
mind, God. Where you been? Never thought I'd see you again. I'm still trying to move on. Until then, life goes on. Oh, life goes on.
When my wave comes crashing on your love, the passion is too much, it's so unreal.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. talk. Days are long, so there's time to forget. Lift my eyes to the beautiful sunset. Keep my distance, except when I want to feel the color of what I learned about as a boy in the glow of a screen. Set on leaving to make my life a dream. Fill my mouth with the language of others. Paint my skin with the shade of my lovers. Hide the cracks with a smile that they see. Learn to be strong and learn to be free. And I know that to your eyes it seems like I'm alone. I know that where you are I feel too far from home. And I know I spend these days too far for you to share. Somewhere over the water
life is easy.
In the middle was Sir Paul in a new release called Every Single Moment. And then I played an artist I've played often. From London, his name is Rod Thomas, but for his music, he goes by Bright Light, Bright Light. That song was In Your Care. I've got time for the latest single by Mason Roberts. It's from his brand new album, Under the Spell, and is called Sink or Swim. This is J.D. Doyle, and it's time to finish up Out Radio for December. Again, you'll find all my holiday music on my Christmas music special on my Queer Music Heritage show. But I decided to try to lure you over there with a track by Ernest Cole. I've actually played this on my 2004 show, but he's done a remix of it and really revved it up. I'm joining him in wishing you a Happy New Year.